Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. And I bless your holy name, 'cause you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Nobody else like you.
There is no one else like you.
For you are
blessing us. There is no one like you, and there never will be. You are an amazing God, and thank you so much for blessing us. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for shielding us and protecting us. Thank you for coming back after us. We so appreciate your sacrifice. Your sacrifice was absolutely amazing. The things that you've done for us all these years, I mean, throughout our lives, we have, you know, as just children, you know, growing up and trying to figure things out and trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong and, you know, how the best that we can be. And in the meantime, we are still sinners by nature and, you know, we fall off course periodically, sometimes quite often, right? Because that's what we know. That's how we were born. That's who we are, right? But for some reason, God loves us so much. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son here to save us, to bring us back home. You know, I had a friend ask me, why do they call it Good Friday? Like, what? Are you kidding me? They killed Jesus. How do they call that Good Friday? What's good about it? And, you know, yes, it's a very terrible thing. It is so sad and it's so hard to wrap our, you know, our minds around this unbelievable time when we learn about the fact that, you know, how they murdered Jesus, how they abused him, they set him up for failure. They were after him for doing good, which is really the craziest thing. Like, he was doing good. He was blessing people. Why is that a problem? And how is that a crime? And if nothing else, if you could just look at his heart, if you just look at his heart, you know that he's trying to do something good. But people put on blinders and they go out to destroy you no matter what you're doing, no matter, you know, you're trying to be the best you can and people have made it up in their mind that they don't like you and they want to destroy you. And that's exactly what they did to Jesus. They were envious of him. They had no idea of who he was. They didn't even want to know. It wasn't even important for them to investigate that part of the situation. The only thing they wanted to investigate was the fact that he said that he was the Son of God, and they wanted to talk to him about that. That was all they cared about, and no matter what he said, it didn't matter. They were going to charge him. They were going to do what they wanted to do, and that was to destroy him. And so I had to say to my friend, listen, sweetheart, I said, I know that you see the darkness in this situation, and it's ugly, and it's very uncomfortable, and it's disgusting, and it's, I mean, what else can we do? It's so many of the wrong words, so many of the terrible things. This is just what they did to him. I couldn't even watch The Passion of Christ. I can't stand to watch someone I love get beaten, let alone my Savior, who came to this earth for this purpose. So therefore, my sister, when even though it looks ugly on the outside, that was the purpose of Jesus' life. He came here to redeem us. That was the price that he had to pay for our sins. He took on all of our sins. And once he took on all of our sins, if you remember on the cross, he says, Father, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? Well, listen, you have to understand that God can't be around sin. So once he took on that sin, God couldn't be there, right? So he had to separate himself from his son. And he separated because he had to separate himself from sin. And Lord have mercy, once the miracle started to manifest itself, started to move around, it was we, first of all, were redeemed. We were blessed. And so that's why it's a good day, because someone in the name of Jesus Christ came here on our behalf to bless us and save us from the storm, despite who we were and who we are. See, he shields us. So when we are, when we do go home to be with our Heavenly Father, God still cannot be around sin. But Jesus will be there to shield the sin of us away from his Father. And he will say to his Father, Father, he or she is with me. Wow, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. So I understand how this ugly thing can appear to be very ugly, but on the inside, it's very beautiful because he was designed for that. He was made to do that. He went throughout life with no sin. He was absolutely amazing on this planet, and he still is. I'm so grateful to Jesus. And I thank you because today is Easter, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for coming back after us. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for caring enough about us that you would go through the pain that you went through, that you didn't want to. And you guys, you remember, he says, please take this away from me. I don't want to do this. Who voluntarily wants to die? Who does? It's like, I don't want to do this. This is our, he was born to do this. And he said he don't want to do it. He don't want to go through that pain. He don't want to be destroyed. But if it's your will, let your will be done. Oh, man. I mean, whoa, how big is that, right? Okay, fine. Let it happen. Let him destroy me. Let him tear me to pieces. Let him spit in my face. That's why it's a good day. God is good. He is faithful. He is all-powerful. And he loves like no other. Like no other. Have you ever been loved like that before? That's love. So grateful. Thank you for redeeming us, Jesus. We love you and appreciate you. You're an amazing God. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen.
Who taught the sun where to stand? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who
grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. For I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah, Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah, Christ is risen from the grave.
From the grave. Whoa, God, you're so good. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, this next song I play, it's a song that I wrote. And the reason I wrote this song, because he is so good. He has been so good to me for so many years, and that's why you're my king. The musicians that played with me on that song, and I love the singer who sang that song, and I just was so blessed to get these amazing musicians to come and be a part of a project that I wanted to work on, that I wanted to be able to bless the world with just with some music about my king, and as he's blessed all of us. Listen, guys, I want you to go and have a beautiful time with your families and enjoy this wonderful time. And don't act like it didn't happen. This happened. Our Savior was murdered. He was abused. He was tore up. They destroyed him, and then they crucified him. They did everything they could to get rid of him. They even tried to lock him in a tomb, and then all of a sudden, on this day that we celebrate Easter, he rose from the dead, and he claimed his kingdom. And with all that, he saved his people. We have all been saved because of the love of Christ, Jesus Christ, because of his walk, and because between him and his Father, our God, they put it all together. And Jesus did it. He did it. He did it. He did it for us. We gotta be happy about that. There is you. He did it for us. It all. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, that was rough. That was rough. But you did it. And I hope we never let you down. I know we do all the time, but you know, it's hard. So hard, but that's a miracle. It's your mercy that is so powerful in your love. The fact that you have so much love for us, it's unbelievable. I mean, you are love. You lived it. You showed us. You taught us. You didn't judge us. You just loved us through everything that we did that was wrong. You loved us through it. Even the ones that tried to destroy you, you said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How did you get to, where did that come from? You should have been in pain and hurt and angry, but you don't. That's not the kind of God that you are. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful. So grateful for you. Amen. Let's just give it all to Christ. Give it all to him. Give it all to him. He deserves all of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
You Lord, thank you so much. Listen guys, I'm going to pray real fast and then we're going to allow, I'm not sure what people are doing, but you know we need to pray, so if you just take this moment out with me, let's just talk to our Savior. Thank you. Oh, you're amazing, God. So good. It's so good to be able to say thank you to you for blessing us and being here with us and guiding us and keeping us and loving us through all of our inadequacies. Father, all that you had to go through to redeem us is something that we should never take for granted. And Father, I just ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless all of us right where we are, Father, as you know that we are so confused as to who we really are in you. As we are not really aware of the power that you've given us on your behalf. And Father, so now I just ask you to bless all my brothers and sisters and let them know and let us all know that you have left this power here with us to help to redeem your children and to bring us all home to you. Father, we love you And I just want to say thanks again for your amazing journey for sending Jesus here to bless us. I'm so sorry for the pain that you had to suffer. You are amazing. And we just thank you right here and now. And we thank you right here and now for everything that you do for us. Thank you. And we're so sorry for the pain. We're so ashamed for the pain. Oh, Jesus, you're good. I don't know how you did it. I will never know. But I know through your kind of love, if you have that kind of love for us, then our Heavenly Father must have the most amazing love for you. And so, that's all I can do is hypothesize. I can never imagine how much love he has to offer. But I know that the love that he gives us is absolutely amazing. And we're so grateful for it every single day. So thank you again for coming down here and redeeming us. Thank you for Good Friday. And thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you. We can now go home.
without Heavenly Father, because of your journey, and because of your walk, and because of your faithfulness. Thank you for giving us that opportunity. Thank you for shielding us. And thank you for not being ashamed of us. Thank you for loving us and not judging us. Thank you for cuddling us when we need it so much, when we're hurting so badly. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your walk and your talk. Thank you for your words of encouragement and guidance. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for blessing us with amazing people around us, our family, husbands and wives and children. God, you're so good. We love you. We love you so much. And we thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Easter with your family. If you're by yourself, you know, it's all good. Jesus is with you. Oh, how lucky. We love you, and we thank you for tuning in today with us at Solar Records Radio. Be blessed, and know that God is with you all the time, and all the time, God is with you, because He's worthy. He's worthy.
Do you feel the world's broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made? All creation groaning is a new creation coming. Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves? Yeah.
and to Jesus by my side, hold forever those he loves. And does our God intend to dwell again with us?
Friend of ours is in the hospital right now. His name is Pablo, and he's not doing good, and we're just asking for prayers. He's one of the DJs that work over at Dance Radio in the Netherlands. And so, Father, we just ask that you just bless him in the storm, heal his body, give him the opportunity to know you. We just pray that he is saved, and that whatever your will is, let your will be done. But we pray that he gets the opportunity to come back and be a warrior, and just be a blessing in the kingdom, Father. So we're asking for you to lift Pablo up right now in your son's name. Amen. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give Lord.
favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand.